A 20-story hotel might be built in downtown Reno along the Truckee River, but a building this tall would produce a giant shadow. That has people of different interests worried. This is Reno's Bob Conrad spoke with Lucia Starbuck about the city's decision on the hotel proposal.
Thanks for joining me, Bob.
Thank you.
So this project was proposed to the 1,000 Homes in 120 Days initiative. First of all, will you tell me what this is exactly?
Sure. So the city of Reno, the mayor, Mayor Hillary Sheevy in particular, was really trying to grapple with how to increase the residential housing stock in Reno. And so what the city kind of crafted was this campaign that basically they were going to defer fees for people who wanted to start new projects, building projects that would house people.
One of those projects is a luxury high-rise hotel along the Truckee River nearby Wingfield Park. The hotel will have 46 residential units. A building this tall would result in a lot of shade, and it's also caused some controversy. Will you tell me why?
So what happened was basically the Reno City Council was hit up by city staff to basically change an ordinance. It was called a shading ordinance. Shade as in you cannot have shade on excess shade on public parks and plazas. And so the city wanted to remove that part of the ordinance. They said it would impact properties all through downtown. However, the timing was very coincidental with this particular hotel project.
What are critics saying about the hotel?
So the church next door is, you know, they were concerned about parking and literally shade causing their sidewalks to be colder and freeze in the wintertime and, you know, be a walking hazard for their people coming to visit them.
What did Mayor Hillary Sheevy say about the ordinance change?
She called the decision for this project a very difficult one, but ultimately she cited the need to remove some of the bureaucratic red tape to increase development and, in particular, housing.
Bob Conrad is the publisher of This Is Reno.